You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. Last Thursday, financial reports showing donations to candidates in the 2020 New Hampshire governor's race revealed some startling numbers about dark money in New Hampshire. The maximum donation direct to a candidate in New Hampshire is $7,000. But using something called the LLC loophole, campaign donors can weasel around those limits by creating a limited liability corporation to make even more donations. Two of three gubernatorial candidates took money from LLCs. Senator Dan Feltes took eight donations totaling $5,538, all it appears from separate organizations. Andrew Walensky took no money from LLCs, and Governor Chris Sununu took money from 36 LLCs for $167,450. 22 of the Sununu LLCs were either from the same address or controlled by only six individuals or corporations, totaling $147,250, most of these LLCs donating the maximum $7,000 each. For one donor and his spouse, $28,000 was donated through individual donations, an LLC, and two corporations, all controlled by the same people. Another corporate donor used five different LLCs, totaling $33,000. Why do campaign donors go to such lengths to game the system? A simple truth: influence and access to the governor. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal. More information is available at opendemocracynh.org.